This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Always a delight to talk to Tommy Hottovy, the Cubs pitching coach, and he joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, aturo.com. Tommy, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. Good morning. How are you?
Doing well.
Yeah, we're doing great. And, you know, fun to watch you guys sweep the Rockies. Important to beat teams that you're better than. And you did so without really the big offensive explosion that we've come to expect. So a lot of good pitching matchups, and certainly it was good to see what happened last night.
Yeah, I think, you know, anybody that was around those games, the last three games, understood it was definitely a pitching, you know, environment. Mm-hmm. With the way the wind was blowing in, and it's cool. And, you know, for me, just something that has really stood out just as a group this year when you watch just the totality of our team, right? There's different ways to win ball games. Is kind of the way I look at it. And we're going to put up games in Cincinnati where we're down five and come back and have an offensive explosion. They keep us in the game. They come back and take the lead. And then there's going to be days where you have to scrap and claw for everything you can get. And these guys can do that. You know, and that's the fun part for me, I think, as a coach watching it. You know, this year compared to years past, is there isn't just one way to win the ball game. There's guys that can do different things, and there's dynamic players, and so, you know, playing in a tough run scoring environment like that, the goal is to do one thing, it's to win the ball game. And, you know, we took care of business there.
Also taking care of business before the game showed Imanaga had a 28-pitch bullpen session. Tommy, you ran around a little bit. What's the next step with Shota and the earliest he might return?
Yeah, so I think the next step for him is going to be another bullpen on Saturday. Obviously, today we need to make sure that he's feeling good. We got a few guys that are going to be coming in this morning just to kind of move around the off day and check some boxes on their work this week. And obviously, he's a guy that, you know, we need to make sure is getting the good work in when it's his work day, and then also recovering on the days that, you know, he's not. So, you know, hopefully for Saturday, we'll be looking at kind of one of those, what I like to call like a two-up bullpen, where you start to simulate what it would look like to warm up for a game and then sit and then throw the first inning. Once guys progress through that, then you're starting to talk about live BP. Hopefully that's something where, you know, he'll be hitting next week.
Is there any possibility of a rehab stint, or will he come right back to the big league club?
Well, I think he's going to need some rehab time. Being down for as long as he has,
right.
we're talking about, he's thrown, I guess you could say that was his second bullpen yesterday. He threw kind of like a little short one, before we got back from the road trip. But he's going to need to face some hitters. We're going to need to see how he recovers with more higher intent, throws. Yesterday from a workload standpoint in a bullpen, he was pretty on par with where he would be for a normal mid-start bullpen, velocity-wise, shape-wise, and all that. So, like I said, I think there will be some rehab, involved. But when it's a non-arm injury, it's an injury, that he's never really had before. There's a couple things we have to see how they recover, right? We need to see how his lower body feels as he's recovering, but we also need to keep the volume and intensity up in the arm at the same time. So we're just trying to balance that with him.
So Cade Horton made his fourth start, and all of them has been pretty solid. A quality start technically the other night. He's thrown 20 innings now in those four appearances, Tommy. I just wonder, has he shown enough for you guys to believe that, all right, he's going to be in the rotation for the rest of the way? Or with a young pitcher like that, is it too premature to project that?
Yeah, I mean, I think for me, I'm trying to live in the moment with him, because it's fun having a young kid who has ton of talent, has a really cool, fun repertoire that you can kind of help work and shape and build with him, and really take advantage of the time that he's here. I can't speak to what it's going to look like over the next 2 months. I don't know what it's going to look like when Shota gets back, all those things that factor in, but he's doing everything he needs to do to prove that he belongs here and needs to be here and be part of what we're doing this year. For me, I've just been around him, periodically in spring trainings, over the past few years, and now getting my first time to kind of be hands-on with him, for a longer period of time. Yeah, this for me is the fun part, and getting to see him go have success, getting to see him continue to grow and learn. He asks, great questions. He asks questions about how his stuff plays, how he can make it better, how he can use it better, how he can shape things a little differently. Everybody watched that game that he threw the heater, the fastball into Ryan McMahon that cut and went behind him, and everybody missed it, and the hitter missed it. And he's like, how can I do that on purpose? Those sort of questions are the ones for me that are exciting for a young kid. And he knows what he's really good at doing, but he's not afraid, even at the highest level, to work, to connect, to continue to get better. And that's what we've really seen out of Cade so far.
I'm curious, Tommy, with Reese McGuire coming in, how is his relationship developing with the young Cubs pitchers? Is that something that you kind of monitor or help him with or are involved in?
Yeah, and I mean, you talk about this. There's only a few positions that when you make changes or there's an injury or something comes up, that it puts a lot of scramble mode in play and a lot of effort on all the parties to kind of get people up to speed. And the catcher's spot is just the hardest spot because you're so involved in every aspect of the game. But what I'll say with Reese, having Reese in spring training and being around a lot of the pitchers, he caught a lot of those guys early in spring training. So that was good. He caught Cade Horton in Iowa this year, so he'd had experience there. And he's been around. Like he has, a great understanding of not only calling a game, but understanding what a pitcher's strengths are and how we want to attack hitters and what makes them good. And I think he does a good job of simplifying that and Catching is the most difficult position in the game, and guys that work at it and guys that take pride in it They make that easier on us coaches because they want to learn. They want to learn about their players and the pitchers and what makes them tick and what makes them good. So it's been great conversations, and Reese has done a fantastic job since coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Ben Brown has provided glimpses of greatness at times, and yet consistency has eluded him. And I just wonder, as you project out, I know you don't, you're living in the moment because you have to, but how big is every start for him in terms of solidifying his spot in that rotation? And why do you think that he has not been as consistent as maybe everyone would like?
So, I mean, that's a great question. I think in the way you phrase it, I think leads into exactly what we've been working on with Ben, is like, how big is every start, you know, for him? And honestly, it's not as big as every pitch for him. And that's kind of the point we've been trying to get with Ben. And Ben has elite stuff. The swing and miss is outstanding. But it's understanding that, you know, controlling what we can control as a pitcher is, it seems like I'm making this way simpler than it has to be, but it's like you can control what you do, and the ball releases your hand. After that, you can't control anything. And so being able to slow the game down and understand the situation you're in, what you have to do to make a pitch to get out of the inning, not making it any bigger than it has to be right there. I think, you know, Ben has the mentality of like, I want to be great and I want to be perfect, and I want to be able to go out there and throw six scoreless innings for our team and give him a chance to go compete and win a ball game. And that's going to happen when you take care of all the little things before that. You know, it's kind of like not getting too far ahead. So, and I love the way you phrase it, like, how big is this start for Ben? In my mind, it's not any bigger than the start he made when he first came up last year. It's not any bigger than the first start of the season this year, as long as we don't make it any bigger than that. Mm-hmm. You know, you go out there and you execute what you do. You take care of business. You continue to get better. You continue to work on the changeup. He's continuing to work on other pitches to round out his repertoire. Those are all important steps in the process of the journey of Ben Brown's career. And you know, we always talk about the trajectory of a player's, you know, career and the path of their career. No one's ever the same. So, you know, Ben's in a position in his career right now where he's continuing to grow. He's had some tough innings, and that have led to you know, starts that have numbers he doesn't like, and he's had some innings that he's been absolutely dominant. You know, to go, you know, 4 2/3, 5 innings, and give up four or five runs, but punch out eight, there's really good signs of you know, process and progress in there. So it's making sure you stay on top of what you can control, what are the positives, what are the things we need to continue to work on, and Ben's going to continue to get better, no doubt.
What is that like for you when you're talking about a guy that is trying to develop a third pitch, and you mentioned he's working on the changeup? Is that, are you constantly sort of reinforcing different things? Are you trying not to be too demanding of it? Like, how does, I'm just curious. It's such a difficult thing to do in season.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of factors in play. I think number one, anytime a player wants to learn a new pitch, the first thing they want to do is throw it all the time. And that's why the off season is obviously a better time for that, because you don't have to have your arm ready to compete every 5 or 6 days. So the hardest part in adding a new pitch is maintaining the workload, not adding too many throws between starts to where that affects your stamina, your performance, your output on your start day. And you only get that one bullpen in between. So a lot of the throws you make with this new grip, new pitch, are going to be on a flat ground. So we try to get as many reps off the slope as possible. We try to get as many reps with data as possible to help reinforce what we're seeing and what we're trying to accomplish from a movement standpoint. But the one benefit, I would say, always that pitching has is, like, we know what pitch we're going to throw. The hitter doesn't.
Right,
so
right.
Even if you have a new pitch and you don't feel quite comfortable with it, if you throw it, the hitter has no idea that it's coming. So there's always going to be that level of, I guess I would say, buffer for success, because you're going to throw it in a spot and the hitter's going to have no idea that you even had it. So you always have a little bit of margin for error to work with at the beginning. And then as you kind of get into it and it starts getting the scouting reports and teams start understanding how you're using it, then that's when I think you really see guys take a step forward with how it's going to be built into their repertoire.
Tommy, can you speak to the potential addition of Genesis Cabrera, the lefty, to your bullpen? And if you can't, just generally about the philosophy of how many lefties you want to have in relief in your bullpen, because you have two pretty good ones right now. That would be a third. My guess is, as a former lefty, you probably think you can't have too many of those guys.
I mean, I can't really speak to anything on Genesis, but I can tell you, when we started the season, we had three lefties in the rotation, and I thought it was like Christmas morning, having that many lefties. And now we're down to one, but we've had Buehlbauer and Pomeranz, who've been absolutely outstanding. I think more than anything, you're always looking for ways to round out your group and look for different looks in the bullpen, unique looks, and it's been fun to see how our guys have pitched. I can't really speak to anything on Genesis right now.
I'm curious, what is it like being a former lefty? Are you now right-handed?
You know what I meant.
I'm joking.
I'm a former lot of things. not just lefty, but I try to remind guys, I'll be 44 this summer. I'm like, I'm still a decent athlete. I'm still trying to show off as much as I possibly can, but not quite there anymore.
Tommy, no pressure, but Drew Pomeranz hasn't given up a run in 5 years. So in the majors.
That's a great point. I didn't think about that like that. That's a great point.
What has been, real quickly before we let you go, he has been a revelation. I don't know if you expected this much consistency from him, but he has not given up a run. He just continues to perform.
Yeah, I mean, you hear it all the time. And we talked about it, like, I think, a lot more in the past when people didn't understand. We didn't have pitch data and stuff. Guys throwing that invisible. You'd hear that over and over again, and what that meant. And we knew his fastball was a really good pitch, and we knew it was going to perform, and we knew the velo was trending up, and watching some of those AAA games that he was with, just really didn't know the level of where the secondary stuff was with the breaking ball and how he's feeling. So when you get him and you start talking to Drew about how he's feeling and how good his fastball feels and where the curveball is, and then he goes out there and he's just absolutely, blowing hitters away with his fastball, and it's just like they see it and then they swing at it and then it's gone, it's past them. You know, that's a sign of a good pitch. You know, whatever, you know, metrically or velocity or whatever you look up and see at the scoreboard, the hitter is going to tell you a lot, and hitters are just not seeing it right now. They're not seeing it. It's getting bad swings, bad contact, and the curveball continues to get better and continues to get more consistent. So it's been really fun to see him go compete, and you can see that he's just having fun too. If you're a guy who hasn't pitched in the big leagues in, you know, 4 years, and you kind of, you know, you battled some injuries and you come back, it's kind of playing with like nothing to lose, and that freedom and that he's carrying and his ability to just go out there and just dominate with his stuff is a really refreshing thing to see. It's been fun to watch.
Great stuff, Tommy. Thanks a ton. Great catching up with you. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Tommy.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
That is Tommy Hardaway, the Cubs pitching coach.
The former lefty.
I mean, I just – so when the minute he stops pitching, he just does everything right-handed.
He's a former lefty reliever. You know what I meant.
I was making a joke.
Yeah, thanks for pointing that out.
Thank you, buddy.
That's all right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news – you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.